Page 70. The Non-Reader. In the film The Reader, we meet 15-year-old Michael Berg when he gets off the tram on his way home in the town of Neustadt, Germany, in 1958. He is feeling ill and 36-year-old Hannah helps him home. This is the beginning of a relationship that will influence the rest of Michael's life.
Michael is in a vulnerable state the first time he meets the reserved Hannah Schmitz. When Michael is better, he goes to her home to thank her for helping him and tells her he had been so sick that he couldn't even bother to read. Hannah comes to a halt in her otherwise very matter-of-factly behavior when she hears this. There is something Hannah hasn't told anybody. She is illiterate. And this she conceals at all costs because she is ashamed. Despite the difference in age, they engage in a sexual relationship, and Hannah soon asks Michael to read to her from what he is studying at school. Throughout the summer, he continues reading to her, and after reading, they usually have sex. Together, they devour one book after the other. Classics like Homer's The Odyssey, adventure novels like Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn, and even comic books like Tintin. However, their relationship ends when Hannah abruptly moves away. Years pass, and Michael continues on to law school. As part of a class he is taking, he attends a hearing in court. The case involves a couple of women who are accused of letting 300 Jews burn to death in a church during World War II. One of the accused is his Hannah, who turns out to have been an SS guard at Auschwitz during the war. Michael learns that she took part in selecting which people would die in the death camps. During the trial, a death camp survivor recalls how Hannah had favorites in the camp, often young girls. She gave them extra food and protection in exchange for them reading to her. Michael realizes that she had done the same to him, but he was given something else in exchange. At a crucial moment in the trial, the judge decides that the person who should be held responsible for the terrible events at the church is the one who wrote the report afterwards. Hannah is accused, and to determine whether she is guilty or not, they ask for a handwriting sample to compare with the report. She is given a paper and a pencil. It suddenly dawns on Michael that she cannot write or read. But rather than admitting that she couldn't have written the report because she is illiterate, Hannah says that she wrote it. She is sentenced to a lifetime in jail. As an adult, Michael is still troubled by what happened to Hannah and the role he played in her life. He starts to record himself reading every book he owns. One by one, he sends the tapes to Hannah in prison. One day, Hannah goes to the prison library to borrow a book that she also has on tape. As a gray-haired old woman, she finally teaches herself how to read and write. Had she done this sooner, her life might have turned out very differently. She went to any length to conceal the fact that she was illiterate.